Hey, good afternoon. This is Pura. How can I help you?
Hi, Pura. This is Lee from CareGuard on a recorded line. I'm
Mm-hmm.
calling on behalf of our member, Mr. Ricky Masters.
Oh, for Ricky Master, right?
Yes.
Okay, just one more moment. Let me pull up the patient account on mine, Lee. Just a second.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Just a second, it's still loading. Just one more moment, Lee.
No problem.
Thank you so much.
Hello, Pura. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, and this is regarding to this patient's claim or benefits or
regarding with the claim.
With the claim, okay. For which date of service?
The member, actually, I don't have the date of service, but the member told us that there is a balance for, you know, under his account. So I just wanted to get the date of services so that I can check if we already received the claims or not yet.
Oh, sure. Let me see. Just a second for
I'm sorry, Pura, but can I just refresh my hold with the member? Can I just go back to him, let him know that, you know, just kindly stay on the line, okay? Thank you so
problem.
Much.
Take your time.
All right.
Did you know that Kids Chance of America provides scholarship support to children of serious or fatally injured workers? To learn more about how the program can help your family, go to www.kidschance.org or ask one of our member support specialists.
Hello, Pura?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, yeah, I'm here already.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me check. Okay, so maybe for July 17, 2024, we received a payment from CareGuard.
Okay, the date of service was July
17, 2024? Yes, we received a payment.
Okay.
After that, for August 1st, 2024, Also, we received a payment from the care card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but does it show any date of services that we did not pay or there is a balance?
Oh, sure. Let me double check. Just a second. Okay, so I see for date of service February 18. Oh, just a second. One moment, please. Let me check. Please allow me a couple of seconds. Okay, so I see here, firstly, we billed to care card, but it denied as maximum benefit reached. So for that reason, we filed a claim to Medicare and received payment from Medicare.
Oh, okay. Can you tell me the date of services that we denied as funds exhausted?
Sure. I see the date of service is May 23, 2025.
Okay.
Then May 21, 2025. Then let me check. April 11, 2025. Then March 21, 2025. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. And as what you've mentioned, all of this were already sent to the secondary insurance of the member, which is Medicare.
No, as a primary. We sent to the Medicare as a primary.
Yes. Yes. So you already received the payment for them, right? Yeah, because if the care guard account, you know, just to let you know, if we denied the claim as funds exhausted, you have to forward that to Medicare because Medicare knows that they have to step in for the member temporarily until the funds of the member is replenished. So that's actually correct if you send it to Medicare because we denied all of this bill because of the funds exhaustion.
Okay, so if you don't mind, Lee, can you please repeat it again for one more time?
I'm sorry?
If you don't mind, can you please repeat it again for one more time, what you said?
Yeah, so as what I'm trying to tell you, we received these claims, all the date of services that you've mentioned, that we denied all of them because the funds of the member is exhausted. So it's actually correct that you send this bill, all of this bill to Medicare temporarily until the funds of the member is replenished. So yeah, so right now the funds of the member is already here in our system, so you can now start sending the bills again to CareGuard for future visits.
Okay. And just a second. And what are the limits for the benefits and the CareGuard for this patient?
There's no limitation, so long as the, you know, so long as the visit or the treatment is related to the injury of the member and compliant with Medicare guidelines and the member has enough funds to cover for that, we should be the primary payer for him.
Okay, until the benefits are not exhausted, you are the primary payer, right?
Yes.
Okay, and from...
And even if you don't... Yeah, and even if the member doesn't have funds anymore, you still need to send it to CareGuard so that we can send you an explanation of benefits stating that we are denying the claim because the funds of the member is exhausted, and then that's the time that you can send it to Medicare because the Medicare will need to know if the CareGuard funds is exhausted, so you have to include the explanation of benefits coming from us when you send the bill to Medicare.
Oh. Okay, perfect. And you said from August 1st, 2025, the benefits are available?
Yes, the account of the member has already funds, so you can now start sending bills to CareGuard for his future visits.
Okay, perfect. And can you please tell out me your first name for me?
I'm sorry?
Can you please tell out me your first name for me?
Yes, it's L for Lima, E for Echo, E for Echo.
Last name initially?
M for Mike.
And what's the core reference number? Would you be able to help me with the reference number for this code?
We cannot generate a reference number, but you can use my name, which is Lee, L-E-E, and then the date today, August 19, 2025, as the reference for the call. But I just wanted to confirm, Pura, there's no balance on the account anymore, right? Because he already sent the bill to Medicare.
Yes, the Medicare and the remaining balance we need to collect from the patient, which are the responsibility applied from Medicare. I see here Medicare applied co-insurance or the deductible amount, so we need to collect from the patient.
Okay, so there is just a co-insurance from the member.
Co-insurance as well as deductible also. The Medicare applied for some claim co-insurance, for some claim it applied deductible, so...
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the balance is only for the co-insurance and some deductibles from Medicare.
Okay, and...
All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll just inform the member regarding that.
Okay, and also, I would like to double verify that benefits are available from August 1st, 2025, right?
August 18,
2025. Oh, August 18. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Lee, for updating that information.
Okay, and have a great day, Ms. Pura. Thank
you
so much again.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.